The Last Word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
And so let's be positive about a reopening this summer and you being able to take a domestic holiday if you're in the financial position to be able to do so, because they may be expensive and they may be hard to find because apparently they're booking up very, very quickly. We've asked Sarah Slattery from thetravelexpert.ie to join us over the next few days to look at what is available. And Sarah, camping, it seems, is already also starting to book out quite solidly, particularly for July and August, I believe.
That's right, Matt. Yeah, I spent a few hours yesterday and today calling different campsites, and they've never seen anything like the tsunami of inquiries they've got. They can't believe it. And I suppose it's different when it comes to hotels. I mean, I'm used to publishing hotel deals all the time, but it's quite different with campsites because a lot of them don't have online booking. So a lot of them are dealing with inquiries by email or messages left on their phone, and they're still trying to get back to people. So whilst a lot of them appear to have closed off bookings, I had a few different people say to me that they're waiting to hear what the government guidelines will be, and there will be more coming on sale later. But there's a couple of issues that they have. One, I suppose, is with regard to tents as opposed to caravans and mobile homes. It doesn't seem to be an issue getting a caravan or mobile home spot, but an actual pitch for a tent is difficult because they need to adhere to social distancing, they need to use the bathroom facilities, things like that. So much so that a lot of campsites are saying they're actually not taking bookings for tents. So that's where you are going to see a problem, I think, this year. There is going to be a lot limited number for actual tents as opposed to caravans as such.
And actually, when it comes to the camping as well, do you bring your own caravan or motorhome, or can you actually hire one at the location?
Well, I think a lot of the time that was one of the most sought after things last year, after wetsuits and so forth. Everybody seemed to want to buy a camper van or rent a camper van, and you couldn't get one. But no, I mean, some of them definitely will have mobile homes. The mobile homes will be available. But in most cases, it's a case of, you know, people hiring them or renting them or bringing their own. Another funny story that a few of them were saying, and this came from a couple of different campsites, that you know, people were booking a pitch for like a two-man tent, a regular two-man tent. But last year, I suppose all the first-time campers were coming down with these huge, big six-person tents with gazebos and awnings and deck chairs and all sorts of things. And there just wasn't the room for them. So they've had to try and adapt and find out, ask people what size they're bringing and all sorts of things. This is all, I suppose, all new to them as well, you know.
And then what sort of facilities do Irish campsites actually offer? I mean, are they comparable with the ones that you might have in France and Italy and Spain and other places, which might benefit as well from having drier weather than we actually have a lot of the time here in Ireland, particularly put in mind by looking out my window at present and seeing how wet it is?
Yeah, I mean, most of them will all have, you know, obviously shower facilities and a communal kitchen and things like that. But when it comes to it depends on whether you're looking for just like a campsite or these, I suppose, holiday parks, as they're probably called now. A lot of them will have like Hidden Valley, for instance, in Wicklow would be very popular. It actually has a water park or an aqua park on site, an inflatable kind of water park. And there's loads of activities for kids. Another one that's very popular that I actually found, it's very hard to get availability in Hidden Valley this year, pretty much booked out. But one that I did find available is the IOAC down in Wexford in Rosslare. It's the International Outdoor Adventure Centre. And it's a huge big holiday park and they've 70 pitches. So there is availability for tents there. And they have high ropes and crate stacking, and there's a purpose-built lake where you can do kayaking and stuff like that. So that's great for sort of active teens and active kids. So, I mean, it's not going to be like what you get in France and Spain with your swimming pool and slides and all that kind of thing. But they are certainly trying to adapt some of them here and bring in more facilities available, I suppose, to what we would not class as a typical campsite, you know.
And in addition to that, then, what sort of prices? I mean, are they actually a good value holiday if you're pretty basic living accommodation?
Yeah, I mean, looking at the prices, that IOAC seemed to, as I said, readily available in July and August. And I think it was like €35 per night for a family tent. I mean, it's not probably the place you might go without kids. It's very much lots of activities. €32 per night. I'm just looking at it here. And then you may pay extra for like electricity, or you may pay extra for various things after that if you want space for awnings and all that. Each campsite has it slightly different. But yeah, I mean, certainly when it comes to price, I mean, I don't think you're going to get anything much cheaper than a camping holiday, assuming you've bought the tent and all the bells and whistles to go with it. But yeah, I mean, it is a very, very economical way to holiday, and something different, you know, as well.
Yeah, but actually, I mean, does it have to be, Leslie, a family with children? Is it not a good one for active couples, particularly maybe in their 20s and 30s, who might want to do a bit of cycling, swimming, kayaking, whatever?
Yeah, I found a great one there in Clifton. Now, I have to say, I thought this looked gorgeous myself. I kind of wanted to abandon my own children when I after looking at it. The Clifton Eco Camp, they do cater for families as well, but it's a sustainable, balanced campsite. So they only accept a certain number of families and a certain number of couples. So while the family sites are all gone, they do have availability for couples. And it's €23 a night, plus €5 for electricity. Everything you use, by the way, that your carbon footprint is offset. But it's right on the beach in Clagaduff, 10 minutes from Clifton, and it just looks gorgeous, you know. So it's sort of more of a traditional campsite, not kind of games rooms and activities and that kind of thing. Would be lovely for a couple who want to explore Connemara and want to do it reasonably priced. But I'd say definitely if you want that, you'd want to be booking it now, because just looking at what I was seeing along the coast, particularly along the Wild Atlantic Way, like availability is very limited, particularly for tents. So I thought that one was particularly nice.
It also strikes me that if you do something like this, you're going to probably need an awful lot of stuff that you might not actually have at present. Say, if you decide you want to go on a cycling holiday, you might need to put a bicycle rack on the roof of your car or whatever. And if you didn't do it now and left it to the last minute, you might, given the demand that you're talking about, find it very difficult to get the stuff that you need.
Yeah, I actually wrote a post about some staycation essentials last week, and I like that. I put like bike racks in it, and they're actually surprisingly good value. I've listed lots of different things, but like a €49 for a bike rack in mixed garage, like you could just, that's just handy to have now, whether you're going on a staycation or not. But they also, I would say, if you are looking to buy tents or like SUP boards or anything like that, definitely, look to buy them now, because last summer you couldn't get them. And even that, I suppose, just doing a bit of research, I wasn't really aware of it myself until I started researching it. But like a lot of those SUP boards are inflatable, and that, they fold down into a backpack so you can carry with you. You don't have to associate them with these, big, huge things that you can't carry away, but they're actually really portable. So, and like that, obviously camping equipment and stuff like that, but I would definitely look at buying it now if you are considering any sort of, outdoor adventures this summer.
Now, the reason we were talking about camping is that my understanding is that the self-catering and Airbnbs, particularly for July and August, the months that we have a reasonable degree of confidence about things being opened up, very difficult to find, are they?
Yeah, certainly. I think that the most sought after are the lodges on the hotel grounds. They kind of went first. But then the holiday homes and the Airbnbs, particularly along the coast, are the most popular. But I have searched, like I've 20 Airbnbs on the Wild Atlantic Way available, and 20 self-catering destinations. So there is some availability, but you really have to kind of look. And, sometimes, think of places like Leitrim, which, you might get something near on Carrick and Shannon. And it's only like 45 minutes from the coast, from the beaches there in Sligo. And you can do water activities. You've got Loch Key Forest Park there as well, close by. So there's a lot of things to do, I think, if you just think outside the box a little bit.
What sort of prices? Say, for example, Carrick and Shannon, you found a place, the Carrick Plaza Suites. How much would a two-bedroom apartment or a three-bedroom apartment cost you for the week during the summer?
You're looking about 200 a night. I just priced them for three nights, and it was 597 for a two-bedroom apartment for three nights, and 837 for a three-bedroom apartment. Now, there may be discounts if you stay longer. But like I'd say, on average, I looked at a few different places as well. there's a nice, there's gorgeous suites in the Castle Oaks Hotel in Limerick. They're kind of luxury two-bedroom suites, and they have full use of the pool in the hotel. And they're $569 for three nights as well. So they sort of come in just under the 200 night if for something nice, you know, good standard. Now, you will get some cheaper ones on Airbnb as well. I did some research on those. And I will say, like, there are some great places on Airbnb. Loads of people are booking Airbnb. And if you just kind of make sure you select the flexible cancellation policy and you select the super host, so you'll get reviews on, you know, hosts that are particularly good. I think it's kind of hard to go wrong then, you know. And there are some great value places on Airbnb at the moment too.
Okay, I know you have lots more detail on your website, thetravelexpert.ie. Will you come back to us tomorrow night and we'll talk a little bit about what hotel accommodation might be available for people who are staying on holiday in Ireland during the summer months? Sarah Slattery from thetravelexpert.ie, thank you very much for joining us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.